Hello, everyone. It's Granny McDuff, ready with a new podcast series. Dexter, a French bulldog, lives with his human in an apartment in New York City. According to his human, Dexter enjoys eating, sleeping, and sniffing. But Dexter has another life his human knows nothing about. He is the famous Detective Dexter, solving doggy mysteries around the Big Apple and beyond. New episodes every Monday. Listen to Detective Dexter on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Good evening, children. It's Granny McDuff, ready with a story. So make yourselves comfy, and I'll begin. Once upon a time, there was a teeny tiny woman who lived in a teeny tiny village in a teeny tiny house. One day, the teeny tiny woman put on her teeny tiny bonnet and left her teeny tiny house to go on a teeny tiny stroll. And the teeny tiny woman had gone just a teeny tiny way when she came to a teeny tiny gate. So the teeny tiny woman pushed open the teeny tiny gate and entered a teeny tiny churchyard. And when the teeny tiny woman walked inside the teeny tiny churchyard, she found a teeny tiny bone on a teeny tiny grave. The teeny tiny woman said to her teeny tiny self, "This teeny tiny bone will make me some teeny tiny soup for my teeny tiny supper." And so the teeny tiny woman put the teeny tiny bone into her teeny tiny pocket and headed home to her teeny tiny house. When the teeny tiny woman got home to her teeny tiny house, she was a teeny tiny bit sleepy. So she went up her teeny tiny stairs to her teeny tiny room and put the bone into a teeny tiny cupboard before laying down on her teeny tiny bed. After the teeny tiny woman had been asleep for a teeny tiny time, she was awakened by a teeny tiny voice coming from the teeny tiny cupboard. It said, "Give me my bone." And the teeny tiny woman was a teeny tiny bit afraid, so she hid her teeny tiny head under the teeny tiny covers and fell back to sleep. When the teeny tiny woman had been asleep for a teeny tiny time, the teeny tiny voice cried out again from the teeny tiny cupboard, just a teeny tiny bit louder. "Give me my bone." This made the teeny tiny woman a teeny tiny bit more afraid, so she hid her teeny tiny head a teeny tiny bit further under the teeny tiny covers. And when the teeny tiny woman had been asleep again for a teeny tiny time, the teeny tiny voice from inside the teeny tiny cupboard said again, a teeny tiny bit louder, "Give me my bone." And the teeny tiny woman was a teeny tiny bit more afraid, but this time she popped her teeny tiny head out from under the teeny tiny covers and said in her loudest teeny tiny voice, "Take it!" The end. And now it's time to take a deep breath, close our eyes, so that we may drift off into a world of our own adventure. Good night, children.